What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Please feel free to call on in here. The more you call in, the less you have to listen to me. All right, let's talk about vaccines. As you know, this has become a very contentious issue. President Trump has created a vaccine safety commission headed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The corporate media is trying to ignore them with as much dignity as possible. We're not hearing a lot of stuff coming on out, but it is a beginning here. And we were reporting yesterday how Sweden, despite being a very liberal government, has now banned mandatory vaccinations over the growing concern over adverse health effects of all these vaccines. One of the real problems that we're dealing with is when vaccines are being tested, and they're not always tested all that well. They're never tested in combination, and yet that is how they are administered. They'll just pour all this stuff into a single syringe and stick it in the kid's arm and hit that plunger, and that's it. And the kid has an adverse reaction, and they say, oh, well, it's shaken baby syndrome. It's genetic. Certainly couldn't be our medications here. And yet we're hearing that the vaccine safety court that was set up to deal with vaccine-injured children is paying out huge amounts of money. So there's an issue. Now it gets even more interesting. Over at Jackson State, scientists conducted a study. They analyzed data from homeschool organizations in four states, and they looked for a broad range of diseases in more than 650 children, 39% of whom were unvaccinated. And here is what they found. Compared to the unvaccinated children, vaccinated children had an increased risk of autism, 4.2 times. ADHD, 4.2 times. Learning disabilities, 5.2 times. Eczema, 2.9 times. I often wondered if eczema was an adverse vaccine event. Allergic rhinitis, 30 times. Now, the vaccinated children had a lower likelihood of two vaccine-preventable illnesses, chickenpox and pertussis, but they found no reduction of other supposedly vaccine-preventable illnesses such as hepatitis A or B, measles, mumps, rubella, influenza, meningitis, or rotavirus. In other words, the vaccines for those illnesses do not work. They do not reduce the incidence of these illnesses. It's just a big money-making scam, like patent medicines were in the last century. You remember, if you're my age, you probably remember Geritol. Cures iron poor, tired blood. It was the last of the patent medicines. It's just money, $30 billion a year, pushing vaccines. And they cause a great deal of harm, and as this study over at Jackson State is showing, they're not really helping. They're causing more harm than good. Now, down in Australia, kind of a sad story. Over in the Sunshine Coast area, there was a little ad hoc program created by people living in this area called the Urban Food Street. And basically it started 7 years ago where people just started planting food-producing plants on open greenway, mostly fruit-bearing trees. And it came to span 11 streets in the suburb. And more than 200 people were availing themselves of the food that was just growing outside their homes. And apparently the Sunshine Coast Council received a complaint that these food trees were unsightly. And they chopped them all down and mulched them. Just destroyed it. And the residents are not to be surprised about it. They're very upset. They had worked on this project for 7 years. It was working out for them. And the council gets a complaint. They're not saying from who, but I think we can guess. Some local supermarket said, how dare they grow their own food and not bring us their money. Remember the legend of Johnny Appleseed? Was this vagabond who traveled all over the U.S., and he loved apples, and he would eat apples, and he would save the seeds, and he would replant them. And supposedly this is the reason that there are, or were, so many apple trees all over that part of the United States. We almost need a Johnny food seed. We need to take what these people were doing in their neighborhood and launch it on a national scale. Just go to your local gardening store, get some food crop seeds, and just start sticking them on every empty patch of ground you can. And nobody owns it. It just grows, and it's there for people to avail themselves of, especially the homeless and hungry, and start turning the United States back into a farming country at the grassroots level. And, of course, this will be opposed by the big farming corporations who do not think you should have a right to grow your own food or eat what you find, but you must buy it at the store. One of the really nice things about the Hawaiian Islands, not so much here on Oahu, although there's been a little bit, is there is food growing all over the place. Mangoes, papaya, bananas, all over the place. And especially on the outer islands like Kauai, you can just walk and grab and eat the stuff. Because if you don't, it's just going to fall to the ground and rot anyway. And that's the way nature is supposed to work, but corporations hate nature. Now, as you know, the United States has become one of the most litigious nations on earth. And sometimes it gets really silly. We've heard about these lawsuits where somebody will get a cup of hot coffee at McDonald's and spill it in their lap and say, oh, you didn't warn me that it was hot. And this is the latest one. Out in California, a woman is suing the makers of Jelly Belly jelly beans because they didn't warn her that they contained sugar. Now, first of all, if you get any of the Jelly Belly products, there is a list of ingredients on the back, and it does say sugar. But she is saying that somewhere along the line, she was tricked into believing that one of the company's candy products was free of sugar, and she was eating it, and I don't know if it was bad for her diet or she was diabetic, but she's now trying to sue the company. And where's your sense of personal responsibility? I mean, Claire and I these days, especially because of certain chemical sensitivities we both have, we read labels. We go to the supermarket. You know, I'm not shy. I've got a little magnifying glass I take with me to read that tiny print. We read the labels to know what we're putting in our body. One of the ways I was able to lose almost 100 pounds was by simply avoiding certain chemicals by reading the labels. By the way, for those of you watching on Bamuser, these shorts I'm wearing, 40 waist.
Yay!
Go diet. I'm almost at my target weight. Then I'm going to celebrate with a double cheese pizza. All right, we were talking about yesterday about Hanford being America's version of Chernobyl. It is one of the most heavily contaminated areas on Earth. It's now dealing with this issue that some of these plutonium reprocessing plants' storage facilities are aged and decayed and beginning to collapse. They're covering them with tarps, which is not really a solution. And it is a mess, and they keep saying, well, we'll let somebody else fix it down the road, but we're down the road, and we're dealing with all of these messes. Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, Hanford, and it is a mess, and they don't know what to do with all of this highly radioactive mess. It's going to take a major political will and a major investment to find a real solution on where to put all of this stuff. Be really ideal to just drop it all in the sun. It's not going to cause any difficulty over there. Story coming out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain. America's nuclear safety plans are based on a flawed analysis. And researchers are warning that a single waste fire in any of these spent fuel rod storage areas could spread radioactive material throughout an area twice the size of New Jersey. And these researchers are saying the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission's failure to adopt a critical protection measure has left Americans at risk of such a catastrophic event. But then we have come to understand in recent years that most of these federal government agencies aren't really doing the job they're supposed to be doing. They're there to make it look like the government is taking care of you. We thought the Minerals Management Service was keeping an eye on the Deepwater Horizon. We thought the SEC was keeping an eye on Bernie Madoff. And we think the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is doing something about this rapidly accumulating nuclear waste problem. And they aren't. One of the biggest problems that you're dealing with is if any of this material catches fire, then the radiation spreads. It's already bad enough just confined in these little vats or these tanks or these pools. But the stuff is naturally flammable. That's why it's so dangerous, because the decay process in those spent fuel rods, if it's not being actively cooled, can reach the spontaneous combustion point of these fuel rods, and they will burn, and the smoke will get on out there. And the smoke is dangerous because if you inhale it, you are permanently contaminated. But we're too busy spending money bombing other countries to deal with a very high-risk situation in this country. Meanwhile, over in Portugal, their parliament has voted to request the closure of Spain's Almazar nuclear plant. Now, this Spanish plant is just across the border, upwind of sections of Portugal, and they're concerned because there have been several incidents there involving fires. There hasn't been a nuclear release yet that anybody knows of, but Portugal is saying they feel it represents a danger to them. Meanwhile, Three Mile Island plant is going to completely close in 2019. As you know, following the Three Mile Island accident, the rest of the power plants and nuclear reactors continued operating, but it's reached actually beyond the end of its lifespan, and it's losing money now. So it will close in 2019. We're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yo, dude. Hello, aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Oh, okay. I got two thoughts for you. One, as far as the reading the print on packaging, as far as your food items go, I think that's intentionally designed to be tiny print, so that way it discourages people from actually bothering to take the time to read it and realizing,
course.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Of course, that's exactly why. And that's why the package inserts on pharmaceuticals are printed in microscopic type on that very thin paper. They're legally required to put that information there, but they don't want you looking at it.
Well, for one thing, it's going to make people feel bad that they have to get a magnifier, even though their vision is probably really good, to have to read that sort of thing, so they discourage people from trying to read that blooming thing. So it's a side warfare deal for you, and which I can emphasize because I read ingredients packaging when I'm shopping, because if I can't read what the terminology is, I'm not going to mess with it.
Oh, we follow that rule, too. If we can't pronounce it, we don't put it in our mouth.
Go figure. Relating to the technology aspect that was being discussed earlier, for that matter, I had an interesting encounter with a gal at a bank when I went to the bank earlier today. Gosh, who knows? She had one. I know she had something around her neck, and I thought it was like some sort of a funky plastic jewelry collar or something she had on. It turns out it was something having to do with what she called her Bluetooth for dealing with her phone and so forth. And I asked her, I said, oh, my gosh, is that what that is? And I said, do you ever wonder if that's going to cause a problem with your throat or your thymus gland that's between your throat and your heart or whatever the case might be, with all those waves running around in that area? Do you ever wonder if there might be a problem caused because of that? And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, for one thing, if, as far as your physical glands go in the body, that's right in that area where if that's actually working radio waves or microwaves or whatever kind you want to talk about that deals with your cell phone or who knows what electronic toy, that's focusing in that area, and that's a very touchy part of the, well, aside from your genitalia, that's another sensitive part of the body.
Yes.
Especially being close to your heart. So, I mean, it looks really neat and funky and sophisticated, but you might want to research a little bit and see what kind of effect it might be having on your physiology and all that. And maybe, I don't know, I know myself, I tend to use a wire to connect between the a cell phone or iPhone or whatever you want to call it, and my ear. And so I have to worry about having something shoved in my ear all the time. So, but she looked at me surprised, like, my gosh, I never thought of that. So I have a feeling she's going to be doing some of her own research about that deal, but that's the first I've seen that, and they've probably had it out for some time.
But, well, here's the problem, first of all, these technologies will be put out there, and very often they won't know what the risk factors are. Now, when the airport scanners first came on out, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth came on out, the theory was that these radio waves are so low-powered they couldn't possibly tear apart molecular bonds the way a microwave oven does at much higher energy levels. Then, I think it was over at Johns Hopkins, they discovered a phenomenon called molecular resonance, where molecules could be set to vibrating in sympathy with these radio waves, and even though an individual radio wave couldn't break the molecules could shake themselves apart the way the Tacoma Narrows Bridge did, Galloping Gertie. And that this wasn't known when this technology first came out. I'll give you another good example. This goes all the way back to the 1930s when shoe stores would have these fluoroscopes, where you would go into the store and you'd put your feet in this little box, and there was a console in front of you, and it would show you how your shoes were fitting your feet. You'd see all the bones in your feet and everything. It was really, really cool. If you remember the movie Billion Dollar Brain with Michael Caine, they actually have one in there. Then in the 1960s, they all of a sudden realized shoe store salesmen were all dying of cancer. And they began to realize that x-rays were causing the cancer, that x-rays are dangerous radiation. And it was still 1980s before they got them all out of there. And so that's always the risk here, because they'll come out with a technology that say, we think it's safe, we've tested it, we haven't found any problems. It doesn't mean they're not going to discover there was a problem down the road. And that's a good reason to not be on the cutting edge of the next whiz-bang thing that's coming on out. I know there's a lot of people expressing concern over cell phone radiation affecting your brain, because cell phones actually are very powerful radio signals if you're far away from the cell tower. The cell phones will adjust the power of their transmitter based on how close you are to the cell tower. The closer you are to the cell tower, the lower the power, the longer your batteries will last. But if you're well away from the cell tower, it can be a very, very strong radio signal that's going on out. And again, like studying vaccine safety, it's something nobody wants to look at because of its potential for a negative impact on an established industry. But it does seem like after a while, you do need to be careful. I remember years ago when I was down in Australia, they were going through a program where radio and TV transmitters had been built up right in the middle of residential communities, and they were in the process of tearing them all down and moving them to more remote locations up on top of mountains because of the growing concern that, yes, this constant radio waves at high power were causing problems. We know that there's an issue with elevated cancers and leukemias around what are called the VLF and ELF transmitter sites that communicate with submerged submarines. So there's an issue there, but again, nobody really wants to look at it. One of the weird things is that you actually cannot find a map that shows you cancer incidence based on geography, neighborhood to neighborhood, county to county. It's almost like these things are classified. They don't want you to know where the elevated cancer rates are, because it may prove to be a very embarrassing location. Anyway, Francis, we're going to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I got an email from somebody saying that this guerrilla seating idea is actually something we should all consider right now, because when the economy goes down and the corporate supply chain we're all being forced to be dependent on collapses, if there's food growing all over in all the open ground, then we're all not going to starve to death. So there's a safety net right now that we can all start building. And all it's going to take is a few dollars worth of seeds from your local gardening shop. So we can move forward with that. All right, back to the telephones. Rick in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. I just wanted to share a thought I had that with the New World Order, how it seems like an impossible task. It's what I found in my time is through deep thinking and just great gratitude for a subject already tended to in our mind and in our thinking. A lot of times we can make it come to reality just by accepting the fact that we've already beat them. And even though it may not be real, if we can believe it, like they use 9/11 and school and church, everything against us.
Well, you know the old saying, it isn't over till the fat lady sings. And certainly the New World Order agenda is in serious trouble. They're struggling just to hold together the European Union and the North American Union. But I'm not ready to say that we have defeated the New World Order. We have made them stumble. We have exposed what they're doing to the general population, and the general population is starting to push back. But I don't think we should start saying, yes, we beat the New World Order, and we can kick back on our lounge chairs and relax. We definitely cannot do that.
No, I agree with you 100%. No, we definitely can't do that. I think we should take every moment that we find ourselves bored in any moment in our mind to just conjure up the fact that it is possible if we all could just believe in a deep thought that it is possible that they are now defeated and they are down and we are up.
Well, I think at some point it's going to happen. I mean, the reality is if you have the planet Earth's population of billions of humans all standing up at the same time and say, enough with this global government empire stuff, we're not going to go along with it, it is going to fall apart. The downside is that in their rush to create this global government, they've created a climate for a global revolution that in turn could usher in, unfortunately, a new Dark Ages. So there's some good, there's some bad. But I definitely do not agree with the idea of a global government, simply because we see how the larger a government gets, the more corrupt and tyrannical and abusive it gets. A global government means the end of choice in how we will live our lives. And I think that we need to go back to a planet with 1,000 little tiny nations all about the same size, all taking care of their own people. Yes, there's going to be tourism, there's going to be cross-border trade. But any time you get a group of people who start thinking about, I want to rule it all, horrible things will then follow.
Yes, I agree 100% with that. I wish that we could all come together in a heartfelt, like they did with us when they put 9/11 on us, so we all came together with a thought. There's such power behind us all thinking one thought, and that's what my message is. Let's all think one thought, and that one thought is, we're beyond these monsters.
We're, again, I don't think we're beyond them. We are definitely beside them, and we're definitely tripping them up. But this fight is not over yet. These people have invested too much money, too many years trying to bring about their global government. This has been a multi-generational thing, and there's still, unfortunately, a ways to go. All right, well, Rick, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go with that phone call. Getting word now that ADT Security is now pulling their advertising from CNN over Kathy Griffin's beheading photo. Now, they're a little late to the gate because CNN has already terminated their contract with Kathy Griffin to co-host their New Year's show. But it is nice to see people pushing back on that because Kathy was way over the top with that. That was wholly inappropriate. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, that was a very inappropriate thing for her to do. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're getting on back to Fukushima and other radioactive disasters here. Apparently, Donald Trump's new budget is terminating the funding for the Aiken County MOX project. This is along the Savannah River. Now, the MOX facility stands for Mixed Oxide Fuel, and it's a process by which they're making a new type of fuel rod for power stations, and they're trying to use up decommissioned plutonium or unused plutonium, plutonium that was created for bombs that were never built. And so what they do is they try and mix a little bit of the plutonium in with the uranium to manufacture the fuel rods. And they get a slightly more powerful fuel rod. But it's also very, very dangerous. And again, it's very, very flammable. And Trump's budget is basically cutting off the funding for this Savannah River site where they're going to be making this stuff. And they're stressing that they want to start pursuing an alternative disposition method. In other words, since they can't recycle the plutonium into reactor fuel rods, how are we going to get rid of it? Because it's radioactive. And how are you going to get rid of it? Now, what's really amazing is that there are other means of nuclear power production, such as the thorium cycle reactors. And the thorium cycle reactors, other countries are starting to build them. Thorium is a very common element in the Earth's crust, much more common than uranium. And the thorium cycle process results in far less radioactive waste. But the American fascination with uranium fission reactors is because they produce bomb stuff as a byproduct. And that's why they're still locked into that technology, which has been proven to be insanely dangerous. Other countries are starting to make a lot of progress towards sustainable hot fusion reactors, which are far cleaner than fission reactors. And apparently there is still some progress being made out there with what was called cold fusion. And they're starting to say it isn't fusion, but there is something going on there, where past a certain point you are getting more heat energy out from these little reactors than you are putting in. It goes past break even, and they're not really sure what's going on. I know the U.S. military labs have been playing around with this stuff as a potential power source for things that go boom. I think if we took the military imperative out of science and technology, we'd see a lot more interesting things start to develop. Because technological development in this country right now is basically ruled by, would this have a military application? And if it does, you get funding. And if it doesn't, well, good luck on that one. This is why I keep saying I'm fully supportive of Donald Trump's efforts to revitalize NASA, to pull them away from rubber stamping the human-caused global warming nonsense and getting on back out there into space, rebuilding our low Earth orbit capability, which they're in progress of doing there, privatization like SpaceX, because NASA represented, back during the height of the Apollo Moon project, NASA represented a civilian technology incubator that was creating new technologies to solve the problems of going to the moon, and those new technologies spawned new products and new industries and new jobs. The tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was forged in the Apollo Moon Project, and we need something like that again. Technology developed for the military is never released to the public until it is so old it is useless. So we need to do that. Now, getting on to human-caused global warming, UN chief Antonio Guterres is out there saying that climate-aware businesses will dominate tomorrow's economy. In a healthy economy, you might be able to do that. They could afford the luxury of being climate aware. In economies around the world that are struggling just to survive, the addition of any more regulatory compliance could be the death blow. So Guterres is out there saying climate change is the defining element of our time. Now, let us be very, very clear here. Climate always changes. It always has. It always will. It was changing long before humans ever arrived. It'll go on changing long after humans are gone. Nobody is saying climate change doesn't happen. The issue is this effort to claim that it is all the fault of human beings, that we are warming the earth, that snowfalls are going to be a thing of the past, and that we should atone for our sins with carbon taxes, buying of carbon credits, and allowing a global environmental authority to decide for us what our standard of living will be. And if you read my article on ClimateGate, and you've seen that link below to this collection of all the absurd things that have been blamed on global warming, to just try and sell that idea. And apparently, adding to that list, Chelsea Clinton is out there saying that child marriage is a result of global warming. It just is absurd. Well, Chelsea, now for the bad news. Updated data from NASA satellite instruments revealed the Earth's polar ice caps have not receded at all since the satellite instruments began measuring the ice caps all the way back in 1979. Since the end of 2012, total polar ice extent has largely remained above the post-1979 average. This data contradicts one of the most frequently asserted global warming claims, that global warming is causing the polar ice caps to recede. It isn't happening. The reason the carbon Nazis like to talk about the polar ice is the same reason that Ramses liked to tell the people of Egypt about what happened at Kadesh, knowing they could not go up there themselves to verify what had actually happened. Ramses lied through his teeth to his people in Egypt that he had defeated the Hittites at Kadesh. Actually, he almost lost his army and had to sign a non-aggression pact. The same thing with all this talk about what's going on at the polar ice caps. They're hoping that you, the individual human being, does not have the resources to go up there and check for yourselves. And there have been all these embarrassments where they send these ships up there to study the melting ice caps and they get stuck in the ice. The polar bears are going extinct. Actually, no. They've expanded in population to where they're pest animals. They're going to start allowing hunting of them again. Latest word we get is that Donald Trump is keeping another of his campaign promises. He is pulling the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. And apparently over at the EPA, they're trying to decide whether this is going to be a hard pullout or a soft pullout. The soft pullout would be a formal withdrawal, would take 3 years, or they may just yank the plug right now. And of course, all the liberals are out there screaming and crying that Donald Trump has doomed the Earth to eventual extinction. Well, the Earth's going to go extinct eventually. At some point, the sun is going to start burning into the higher atomic fuels, and it will expand into a red giant. And it will swallow Mercury and Venus and certainly roast the Earth, if not destroy it. And if humans are still around, they're going to be out there on Mars working on their suntans. But to be very honest, given how far off that is, I seriously doubt humans will still be here. Because evolution hasn't stopped with the human race. We may imagine ourselves the pinnacle of evolution. But eventually something's going to come along that's going to be smarter, more agile, stronger, may decide humans taste very good. Or there may be another Chicxulub asteroid that just reshuffles the evolutionary deck. Or we could do something really stupid and drive ourselves into extinction. Global nuclear war. A mistake with all this GMO food. A bad mistake with these forced mandatory vaccinations. A new natural pandemic. Supervolcano eruption. We're not going to be here forever. That's just a hard reality you all need to be taking a look at. So we have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones right now, and where we can actually try and fend off a potential extinction level event like global nuclear war, that's where we focus our efforts. Now then, as you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline is already under severe criticism because after all of that pushback against the Lakota people who were concerned about pipeline leaks, poisoning their land, poisoning the water, not just for the reservation but downstream, it turns out the pipeline is leaking in multiple locations and it's not even running at full capacity yet. We're now finding out that the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline actually hired anti-terror consultants to try and undermine and destabilize the protesters whose land the pipeline was going over in violation of treaty. Now, it turns out up in the University of Calgary, a pair of researchers have designed a new type of oil pipeline. And they're saying their system involves both real-time monitoring and an outer protective layer around the pipeline to protect the environment. The problem is it costs more than the current approach. So we are not likely to see it brought into widespread usage. It's cheaper to build a cheap pipeline and hire public relations firms to deal with the leaks than it is to actually make a pipeline that isn't going to leak in the first place. And this gets back to something I've said many, many times before. These technologies can be made to work. Oil pipelines, nuclear reactors, whatever. But you cannot leave the safety decisions in the hands of the money junkies, because they'll always cut the safety systems to maximize profitability. Inevitably, it happens. I think the perfect illustration of that would be Fukushima. Because just down the coast from Fukushima, there was another nuclear power station at Onagawa. And its design engineer stood firm and said, we are putting in the full safety systems. I don't care what it costs. And Onagawa was the only one of those power stations that came through the quake and tsunami unscathed. All the others were damaged, Fukushima being the worst. Now, here is a really bizarre story, and it shows just how over the top government has become. This is coming out of Reading.com. And apparently out in Tehama County, there was a farmer who has been arrested. He's facing trial in federal court and a $2.8 million fine for failing to get a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to plow his own field and plant wheat. And this is absurd. Being a farm kid myself, I mean, if you had fields out in back of your house, you could do whatever you wanted with them. You could plow them, you could irrigate them, you could plant food on them. And now we have this farmer, $2.8 million fine because he didn't get a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to grow food on his own land. I think that is absolutely unacceptable. Is this a concerted effort to prevent small farmers from growing food on their own farms? Create a monopoly of large corporate farms as the only supplier of food? It's amazing. Now, if you are my age, you probably remember the joy of the circus. And when I was a kid, I went to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Three-ring circus, biggest in the business. Went down and saw it at Boston Garden. And sadly, they are now shutting down. They're out of business. The issue, of course, was coming from PETA, that was concerned about the treatment of the animals in the traveling circus. Now, I actually got to hang out with some of the Ringling Brothers Circus people when I was working on the Queen Mary in Long Beach, because the circus came on in, and the circus people, when they weren't working, were coming over to the Queen Mary to take the tour and watch the magic show, and I got to hang out with them. Those circus people understood those animals were a big part of their business, and they did take care of them. They were probably better cared for than you would find in most zoos. Modern zoos are a lot better. I remember the original Los Angeles Zoo in Griffith Park. That was pretty gritty, and I was very glad when they overhauled it. Made it much kinder for the animals. But apparently the entire circus has decided that they're going to shut down, which is a shame, because even without the animals, you still have the acrobats, the high wire acts. And maybe in this day and age of TV, people don't feel they need to go and witness that first person, but I think that's a bit of a loss, because when you're looking at something on a TV screen, you're not really there, you're not experiencing the moment. And again, it's another iconic American entity that is fading into history. Now, here in Hawaii, as I mentioned yesterday, we've got this mysterious mass die-off of animals turning some of our beaches pink. One of the things they're getting ready to do here is they're very concerned about all the sunscreens that are sold to the tourists, and the tourists will slather it all over them, and they'll go swimming, especially snorkeling on the reefs. And they're beginning to realize that a lot of the chemicals in those sunscreens are not only bad for the people wearing them, they're bad for the coral reef life itself. And that may be explaining some of the die-offs that we're seeing. So State Senator Will Aspero is proposing a new bill that will outlaw the sale of sunscreens that contain certain known toxic chemicals, octinoxate and oxybenzone, which seem to be responsible for many of the problems coral reefs are currently facing. And apparently when you swim, the stuff comes off, goes into the coral reef. And this would be a really, really good idea because our reefs are a big part of our tourism industry. We can't let them die. And I have seen amazingly alive reefs down in Fiji. And I have seen what overdeveloped, over-touristed reefs can look like over in Barbados. And it was just nothing but gray and a couple of fish. So I think it's a really good idea. And that maybe we ought to start looking at toxic chemicals, not just in sunscreen, but everything we put on our bodies, and then flush down that shower drain. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And stepping on back to the economy and all this talk about a cashless society, cashless this, cashless that. It's all for the convenience of the bankers. And it poses risks to the rest of us. And that's illustrated by an email I just now got from somebody who was at the supermarket doing their shopping, and all of a sudden, the debit card machine went dead for the entire store. Nobody could purchase their food with a credit card or a debit card or even the EBT cards. The only thing that would work was cash. And that's something to keep in mind. When they push for a cash-free society, they cannot guarantee those machines are going to work all the time, especially with all the hacking that's going on right now. Now, when I was young and reckless, I used to like to spend a lot of time in the mountains, and I did a little low-key climbing. I'm not the big rappel up to the top and everything. The highest peak I've been on is a 14,000. And apparently, they're just now confirming over on Mount Everest, the Hillary Step has collapsed. Now, for those of you who know the history of Mount Everest and Sir Edmund Hillary, you remember when Hillary Clinton said she was named for Sir Edmund Hillary, and then it turned out she was already 6 years old when Sir Edmund Hillary crested Mount Everest. And that was a big thing back then. It was like when Armstrong stepped on the moon. Wow, he hit the top of, you know, the great age of exploration. We got to the North Pole, we got to the South Pole, we got to the top of Everest. And there was this feature near the peak of Everest called the Hillary Step. And it was thought to have been damaged in Nepal's 2015 earthquake. And apparently following that quake, because the side of the mountain is now considered very unstable, they haven't had a lot of people up there. And there's been a lot of snow cover. But apparently, British mountaineer Tim Mosedale has confirmed the Hillary Step has collapsed. He reached the summit, and he came on back and said, yeah, it's just not there anymore. I remember when the old man of the mountain in New Hampshire came on down. That was something we used to go see all the time here. Now, NASA is reporting that there is a man-made bubble around Earth, basically created of protons and electrons and ions created by VLF and ELF radio. They're interacting with particles in space, changing how they move. And so now there's a new Van Allen radiation belt that is the result of these interactions with these radio transmitters. Finally, there's a new research out saying the number of atheists in America could be 10 times more than previous estimates. There is now what is being considered a shocking decline in people who no longer believe in the gods or God or giant muffin or flying spaghetti monster here. Meanwhile, over in Spain, you remember the big stink they had in Britain with all of these church-run homes for unwed mothers and how they were abusing the babies, selling the babies. Apparently, they've got another one emerging in Spain where the Catholic Church is finally handing over their documents, what they were doing there. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We're in a crisis time in the history, not just of the United States, but of the entire world. So do what you can to help get the word out. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.